Let me tell you some of the things that you can do for the new year while we're at this part, so that if anybody has any questions about it, they can ask.
Okay.
The first thing that you want to do is first of all, on the first of the year, you never eat any kind of fowl, chicken, turkey, duck, nothing. I don't even eat eggs on January 1st, because if you eat any kind of fowl, it's supposed to take and fly out with your riches. That's why you're supposed to eat pork, because pork is fat. You want to have a fat wallet. So you eat pork. Just eat anything. Just don't eat chicken, turkey. Just don't eat anything like that. So that's the first thing. This other thing is, I don't know how many people like lentils, but believe it or not, they're not that bad. Lentils are ugly looking things here, and you can cook them. It's really easy. Any kind of meat that you cook them with, not chicken, is going to get the flavor of it. So what you want to do is you want to have this made. And if you don't want to go through all that aggravation of actually making a lentils, they have them canned. Even Campbell's has lentil soup. So warm it up. After the ball falls, take at least a teaspoonful of, yes, ham is good with it, Laura, you're right. Especially if you have any honey baked left over from Christmas. The bone is good in there. So go ahead.
Is that in your cookbook?
But that's not in my cookbook. Oh. So, but yeah, you're right. And so just a teaspoonful of it right after midnight. Go to your steps somewhere in your house. Stand at the bottom of the steps. Take your right foot to the one up, bring your left foot. The next step, bring your left foot, bring up your right foot. The next step, start with your right and bring up your left. Stop. Now you're going to go back down. Go first with your left, then your right, then your right, then your left, then your left, then your right. That is bringing wealth into the house. And if you turned around and came down the real way, it would leave. So if you come down backwards, it'll stay in the house. The other thing that you do, you get a penny. You get three pennies, and you take a little square tin foil, and you wrap the penny up in the tin foil. I like shiny side out. And you take three of these pennies, and you put them on a windowsill that faces north. Do it before, still on the 30th or 31st. You put three of them up there. Unfortunately, my cats could get to the windowsill on the north side and they would knock them off. You want to keep them on the windowsill. So try to put them someplace where your cats aren't going to knock them off. On the Epiphany, which is January 6th, you take these three pennies off of your windowsill, take the tinfoil off of them, go somewhere, shop, go to a restaurant. Spend the three pennies. I know it looks really bad if you leave a tip with a $5 bill and three pennies, but you're getting rid of them and you're passing them along. And the one year we did this, I don't know where we went to eat on the 6th of January. And we went in and we left Ted threw down a $5 bill. He took out his three pennies. I took out my three pennies. So it was $5.06. Sitting on this $5 bill. The girl came over, she looked down at it, and she said, "Is today the Feast of the Three Kings?" I said, "Yes, it is." She goes, "I forgot my pennies are sitting on my windowsill at home." It's amazing. People have found these 3 months later when they're dusting the windowsill. Oh my God, I forgot to do the pennies. So this really does work. It's amazing how well that this works. Another thing that you can do is,
do the pennies need to be wrapped separately or together?
Thank you, Margie. Yes, separately. So you have three separate pennies. And Ted has to do his own. You have to do your own. You can't do them for anybody else. find a silver coin. Good luck finding a real silver coin anymore. But if you've got one somewhere, if you don't, just use a regular one. On the 31st, bury it in dirt outside, close to the door so you know where it is. The next day, on January 1st, you've got to take it out of the dirt. You can't leave it in there. You bring it back in. You don't have to spend it, but it's supposed to, and silver will bring in silver. Putting it outside says, come on, come on, come on, bringing it back in, comes back into the house. So these are some things, and I have to laugh because a friend that Julie sent me a really pretty card. And yes, Julie, it's a really pretty card. And she said, do all the things for the New Year to get money. And I was going to do it anyway, but thank you for reminding me because my mind has been elsewhere. So, but yeah, but so those are really good things to try. It's, you know what, you stay up, hopefully you stay awake till the ball falls. And, you know, you're not sitting there snoring and
I'll be snoring.
it takes 5 minutes to do. Just do it. I mean, who doesn't need money with the bills coming in now from Christmas? Come on.
Right. Well, you know, and here's a good question, Nadia. And I was kind of thinking this because my apartment, well, it's a ranch, so there's no stairs. So right. I don't have steps in my apartment. Can I use the steps in the hallway or what?
You can anywhere. Right. Years ago, there would be a crowd of us that would go out for New Year's Eve to an event where, you know, it was dancing and then a meal at midnight and everything. And there were no steps in that place. And there was, I think there were 10 of us, 12 of us. And I had taken little jars of lentils, cooked lentils with disposable spoons. And because the table, that was it. The table held 12 people. There were 12 of us. So there was enough lentils. There was no steps in this place. We all ran outside because there were steps coming into the building. So all 12 of us are up there going up steps like we're crazy people. Don't drink too much before you do that. Let me tell you. Oh,
yes. No, you might spill yourself, your abundance, your pennies, all the things.
Right. But, you know, it's simple stuff. It's fun stuff. The kids always got and we let the kids, when they were grown up, do their own pennies, too. You know, usually I cut everything off. Oh, don't bother if you're not 18 or over. But let the kids do it. Let the kids run up and down the steps. What's the difference?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I was a kid that I was mowing lawns and babysitting, you know, right. at like 12. So
yeah, even the younger. You know, but yeah. Right.
So what day do you do the steps again? New Year's Day?
New Year's Day. As soon as we do everything right after midnight, except to take the pennies off the windowsill. Those we wait till the 6th of January.
And what if you only have like a slight ramp to your door? No steps to your apartment or to your building.
There's nothing you can do. That's one you just can't do then.
I think I would try going up the
ramp with your right foot. And then when you come back down, use your left foot. That's the trick to this. Going up with your right and starting with your left coming down.
And how many steps is it? Three?
Three.
There we go. And what if you don't have a north window, only an east and west? Because like I only have west windows.
Yeah, and I do too. And I just put it on that because, yeah, you do the best you can. Nothing is going to be 100%. But it's just, we missed a couple years forgetting to take the pennies. And we did spend them like maybe 2 or 3 days later. Spending them on the 6th really does make a difference.
Okay. Well, you know, and what I think I'm going to do later tonight, I'm going to pull this live down and I'm going to chop it down to where we're talking about the New Year's stuff.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Podcast. I'll put it on yours. And if you want, and if you're okay, like I'll put it on the store one.
Yeah.
Too.
And I'm going to run through it a little bit with YouTube tonight too.
Okay.
Because there's people, believe it or not, that only watch one or the other. There's not too many people that watch both.
That watch both. Okay.
Yeah.
So like, I know people that do the, you know, the podcast while they're driving. So,
right. But that, yeah, but that's a good idea. Yeah.
So that's why I was looking up. I'm like, okay, I need to start fast forwarding and listening at about.
Yeah. About, I think it started at 10:25 maybe.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
And there's been a couple questions that
okay, good.
I'm asking you to put, if this will be in your newsletter going out.
It will not be in the newsletter.
So that's why I know
the newsletter is probably going out when this week, Ted?
Soon.
I got it soon.
So another reason why, because I know YouTube takes 24 hours for this live to process. So I'm going to pull it down, put it out as, you know, podcast
right
later this evening. So when I'm done with work, that's what I'll be doing tonight. What if you put your pennies in your neighbor's window who has a north-facing window? Will it still work for you if it's in their house?
Well, probably, because they're your pennies. You wrapped them. You're going to go get them. You're going to take the tin off. You're going to spend them. So probably. But, you know, I guess it would be okay.
Okay. Well, Brooke says she watches both of the YouTubes and listen to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Brooke.
Yes. So let's see. There was a other question kind of going off topic. Though Renee says she found online another like New Year's tradition, abundance, good luck, was to eat 12 grapes at midnight.
Hey, add that to the list. That's easy enough to do.
Let's see. And Timothy, in regards to not having a north window, you know, he said, Beetlejuice style, grab a chalk, draw yourself a window and open it. Open their doors and stuff. and Wendy also, in regards to the grapes, she says, we grew up eating 12 grapes before midnight. It's a Hispanic.
Before midnight, not after. Are yes. Renee's before midnight or after?
Hers were at midnight.
At midnight. Okay. A bit different depending.
And then Judy says we would fill a cup or container with water, put our troubles in it, and then threw the water and troubles out the door at midnight.
Wasn't that a cute idea?
Right. And one thing, and I'm just now remembering that I do this, and I'll have to remember to change it out. You get like a coffee mug or something, cup that you don't use, that extra cup that's kicking in the round the back of the cabinet, and you put some coins in it. And fill it with rice and you put it by your door. And because rice is so absorbent, it helps attract the abundance in and keeps it in the house. And then every year you change out your rice because it's so cool.
You keep it there all year long?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's actually a cup up here by the store, by that door.
Okay.
People don't notice it, but you know, I haven't had any problems with rodents or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was my first. I'm like, well, but yeah. Never had a problem with it. And I always just, for me, I have no problem taking that rice after I get my coins out because I use the same coins over. I just throw the rice, you know, outside back to earth as a thing.
Right. Goes, right.
You know, and then I put new rice in and off I go.
You know, and these are new to me, but I'm going to try them.
So, yeah, that's I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to remember.
And that's the thing. Everybody has something. I mean, families, I think there's some group of people or that's hide pickles in a Christmas tree. And that's supposed to bring you money if you find a pickle or something. See, there's so many different things out there, yeah. You know, just like, and I hate to say it because people are going to feel bad if they've done it, but it's not supposed to be good luck if you take down your Christmas decorations before the first of the year. And I know a lot of people this week take their tree down, take their lights down. And it's like, oh, that's so sad. If you left them up, it would be better luck if you don't take them down on the first.
Oh, we're seeing, it says, yes, we have a pickle in our tree.
What does, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that.
And see, Wendy says they eat their grapes chiming down to midnight. And Renee followed up with, you eat a grape for each strike of the clock at midnight to bring good luck in for each of the 12.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a little bit more. Okay.
Yeah. So these are cute.
Yeah, these are good.
But fun little things.
I mean, this is the only time of year we can do this. So.
I got you, Don. I still have Halloween up if you know me, well, my apartment, not so much, my house before I moved. It was like Halloween all the time, because I'm that person. Halloween goes on discount. Well, that's my new home decor. So,
yeah,
it's not Halloween anymore at that point. It's my house decor.
No, I've seen people decorate for Christmas and then decorate for New Year's Eve. They put streamers and party hats on their tree, and then they keep the tree up till Valentine's Day, and they put hearts and candles and stuff on the tree. And I've seen people do this with a live tree.
Like maybe out in the front yard and
no, in their living room.
So, oh, no.
No, no. If it's artificial, I'm all for it. Make yourself happy, but
yeah. No. I would have good intentions. I might get one or two holidays in, and then I'm like,
I'm done. Right.
I have other things. Renee says she does the same thing with Halloween decor.
Yeah.
Let's see.
If you were in my office, you'd see ghost stuff all over. I guess that's Halloween.
But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other, I know like if you have a ruby, you should wear ruby, because ruby is supposed to be good in drawing wealth and abundance. So if you have ruby jewelry, keeping a bay leaf in your wallet is supposed to.
Oh yeah. I forgot about the bay leaf. Yeah. The bay leaf is good. That's supposed to bring you money all year long.
Mm-hmm. And bay leaves are cheap enough. Go buy bay leaves.
You probably have them in your cupboard.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All right. Where are we at?
Everybody have a really good New Year's. Be careful, be safe, and come back next Wednesday.
Yep. 10 a.m. Same place, same channel, all the channels, my channel, your channel.
We're everywhere. So
yeah.
Yeah,
the only place I can't do right now is Instagram, unless I hold my phone up. And we were even on that for a little bit today.
No, we're good. We're good.
All the places.
Oh. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a good day, too.